Let's explore some of the more creative development projects gaining traction today. There's something almost poetic about a handwritten Clojure REPL designed for the Remarkable tablet. It represents this intersection of digital and analog that feels distinctly human.
The Edsger project is fascinating because it addresses a real need that many developers have expressed, the desire to work with code in a more tactile, handwritten way. The Remarkable tablet provides that paper-like experience, but traditionally you've been limited to static notes. Creating a functional REPL that recognizes handwritten Clojure syntax is genuinely impressive.
From a market perspective, this represents the kind of niche innovation that often drives broader adoption. The Remarkable has struggled to find its place in the market between traditional tablets and paper notebooks. Tools like Edsger could position it as a genuine productivity device for specific professional communities.
The technical implementation is quite clever. Handwriting recognition for programming languages is significantly more challenging than natural language recognition because of the precise syntax requirements. Clojure's relatively simple syntax actually makes it an ideal candidate for this kind of experiment. The parenthetical structure provides clear boundaries that the recognition system can use.
We're also seeing continued evolution in the Julia ecosystem, with Pluto.jl reaching version 1.0. The reactive notebook concept represents a different approach to data science workflows compared to traditional Jupyter notebooks.
Pluto's reactive model is particularly interesting because it addresses one of the fundamental problems with traditional notebooks, the issue of cell execution order and state management. In Pluto, cells automatically update when their dependencies change, which eliminates many of the reproducibility issues that plague data science workflows.
The timing of Pluto 1.0 is strategic. Julia is competing with Python for mindshare in the scientific computing space, and tools like Pluto could be differentiating factors. The reactive model appeals to researchers who want their analyses to be more transparent and reproducible.
And then we have this delightful reverse engineering project where someone recovered the world maps from Test Drive 3, a 1990 DOS racing game. This kind of digital archaeology is becoming increasingly important as we lose access to historical software and gaming experiences.
The cultural preservation aspect is significant. These early PC games represent important artifacts of computing history, but the original data is often locked in obsolete formats or lost entirely. Reverse engineering projects like this are essentially digital museum work, preserving cultural artifacts for future generations.
The technical skill required is impressive. Working with 1990-era DOS game data means dealing with custom file formats, compression schemes, and memory management techniques that are completely foreign to modern developers. It requires both technical expertise and historical computing knowledge.
There's also an interesting intellectual property dimension. While the original game is likely abandoned ware at this point, the process of reverse engineering and releasing the recovered data raises questions about how we handle historical software preservation versus copyright protection.
Speaking of programming languages, there's an interesting blog post from someone documenting their experience with Clojure after about a month of use. The honest assessment of both benefits and frustrations provides valuable insight into language adoption barriers.
These kinds of newcomer perspectives are incredibly valuable for language communities. The author highlights Clojure's elegant functional programming model while also noting the steep learning curve and ecosystem complexity. It's the kind of honest feedback that can help language designers understand adoption barriers.
The post also touches on something we see frequently in language discussions, the tension between powerful abstractions and practical productivity. Clojure offers incredible expressive power, but that comes with cognitive overhead that not all developers are prepared to invest in.